I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Okay.
You go.
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 You. No.
It starts with you. Oh, the magic.
Yeah.
Here it is, folks.
We got it. Yep. Procured and cultivated.
Just for you.
From the majestic grasslands of northern Comerica.
A lot of silly creatures out there.
Yeah.
In Comerica.
Yeah, a lot of since we restructured, we gerrymandered the borders. The animals have re-kajiggered.
Kajiggered.
To use a technical term. And now they are wildly different. In a manner of speaking.
They also dig. So there are a lot of... they've been kajiggered to digger.
A lot more land sharks. Tell you that much.
Well, there are more of those because that's just it's a habit of nature. As things progress, land sharks.
Well, I think nature heard us talking about, you know...
She's like, that's kind of
aquatic
neat.
And sea life being confined to the ocean, and she has reared her answer. And it is land beasts that the mind has never dreamed of, and the eye has never sat upon.
Oh.
And I bet they're delicious.
Oh.
Need to get at those land sharks.
They probably are good. Yeah, it's probably a good thing we don't have, like, dinosaurs, because we'd probably try to eat those, too.
We do have dinosaurs. They're birds and Komodo dragons.
What about crocodiles, too, right? Aren't they?
I don't know. Crocodiles kind of seem like they've just been crocodiles the whole time.
Oh.
I mean, I guess
yeah, but
they
like,
could...
since then, though. Like, they've been around a while.
I guess technically they're dinosaurs, but they just seem like crocodiles to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. They're just grandfathered in. They're great grandfathered in, most likely. But then the Komodo dragon says dinosaur to me more. So I'm going to stick with that. And then
Komodo dragons like poisonous too, or something? Like you actually can't.
No, their mouths are disgusting. I think, or something like that. Like I just recently heard about that. No, their mouths
they're like the animal man whore. Like
they have like slime. Their mouths are slimy and riddled with bacteria.
Oh, but I know, but isn't the slime? Oh, I thought they were like poisonous. Like if you got
no, but that's like as good as being poisonous because sure. If one bites you, then you just get infected instantly because their mouths are so filthy.
So they have like lizard herpes.
Lurpees, yes.
Lurpees.
Well, I mean, it's herpes in the sense that you could cultivate your own brand of herpes.
I understand.
You know, if you would like pick a bouquet of herpes.
Nice.
Pick out a bouquet of herpes and give them to your lovely, you know.
Oh, you can
to your
pick,
sweetie.
Yeah.
I picked these herpes for you. I mean, if you're gonna give someone herpes, they might as well be, you know,
lovely, mm-hmm.
lovely, and thought out, and
it's
they don't have to be
like tulips, but they last way longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A pun in there that I'm not gonna go. I'm just moving along.
Yeah. No, we should. You know what? Let's fly away.
Absolutely.
Together.
Yeah,
here we go.
Let's move along.
There we go.
Let's move along with great herpes. And that was not the pun.
No.
Mind you.
You can
it's
find
the puns
it
that
your
I
own
don't
way.
Say.
Yeah. It's the pun that you burned secretly so that people didn't have to, you know.
Yeah.
Thank the thanks.
Yep.
Hey, one thing that bears noting. It's May now.
Oh yeah, good point. I think if you check the weather, it might agree. It agrees here.
And those April showers, April showers really,
yeah,
really
I took a
did
lot
it
of showers in April. I'm not gonna take any in May though. I'm nothing but flowers for me. So I'm replacing my showers with flowers.
Mm-hmm. Some tulips, some herpes.
Yeah. A field of herpes.
Gross. That's funny because when I went to England and we were driving for like a school trip or whatever, because we did like
herpes
the
and poppies.
No, they had the fields of rape. I was always just so, even then, I was so shocking because they're like, It's like a
you
lovely
have to
purple.
Call it that?
I know it is. It's like a, they go and look over here to your right, the lovely fields of rape. And I was just like, oh. Like you can hear literally the record like stop, like what?
I like that.
I know.
It's like, and this is this
they say
is
it
the...
with their accents, like it's so lovely.
Yeah, these are the fjords of asshole.
I know. Yeah, apparently it's a beautiful purple flower in a field, but it's called rape.
That over there is Plateau Dick Munch.
Like, who took it first? Who took the word, like, was rape first? Rape?
Well, they took
or, like,
it.
Who took, like, yeah. Oh, and they didn't want to.
Yeah, that
you just
that,
hear
that
a bunch
field
of
was,
tiny screams of no, like,
that,
no,
that field was
no,
forcefully named.
No, I know. It didn't have a choice or a chance.
Oh, no, it didn't. Yeah, I would, the field of transgression.
Oh!
The field of feels.
Field of feels.
Yeah, I don't know. The field of rape, it's very descriptive. I mean, unless there's a, you know, a translation problem.
Translation.
Oh, wow. Taking it to new levels.
That's funny. Yeah. You can take it however you want.
Well, not everybody gets to choose, you know, in this area of subject matter. So let's okay. not make light of it with comments like that.
Nope.
Disgusting comments. Yep. Yeah, so that's an unpleasant place to be because of that name. It would probably be nice if they would stop calling it that. Like, it would be a nice place to hang. It would probably be, you know, more honorific to those who suffered, you know, the namesake of that field to stop calling it that, I would think.
Like, the
You're kind of perpetuating.
Is called rape. I don't get that.
Oh, it's a rape. Oh, it's a plant.
It's a flower.
I just thought that I thought that was a field where a lot of bad things happened. This whole time. So that's on me, like the rape of Nanking, you know?
Oh.
The field of the rape of Nanking. That's not going to be the title of this episode.
Well.
I'm telling you now. But no, see, this whole so
you
it's like
tell
rape
me
seed.
Now. Yeah.
It's like rape seed.
Rape the, seed right? Oil. It sounds like grape, you know, like grape seed oil. It's like very tricky. It's so close.
Maybe grapeseed oil is just rapeseed oil, but people are so sensitive, and so it's weird that adding a G onto rape makes it not, like, it doesn't hurt your brain at all. But no, so it's like, it's a plant called, like, a rape plant or something?
They're rape flowers. It's called rapeseed.
I feel like...
It's rapeseed. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, it's a rapeseed, but you either didn't say that, or I talked over it, or
I
blacked
how they,
out.
No, that was black pause.
Well, you called it the field of rape, and
no,
in my mind...
No, that's how they said it. That's what they said. They go, and over here is a lovely field of rape.
But then I just
rape.
Talked for the last 5 minutes about...
Yeah, you did.
About the concept of... And then I'm thinking, like, What a bummer that, you know, that time was. And then just to, you know, live on through a name. But, okay.
Oh,
well, can't we just rename that? Rapeseed?
I
Who's
know!
Like, who, where is this coming from? What do they call rape over there?
It's a... Wow.
Flarneyville?
Something
like,
else.
I don't know. They must have a different name for,
well,
you know,
it
that,
says here,
obviously.
I actually have some information. It's a vegetable.
You actually do.
I do. Yeah, it's a vegetable. Rapeseed, also
this
known...
This information is a vegetable. Delicious.
Also known as rape.
I will not be digesting it at all in that case.
Oil seed rape, rapa seed is a bright yellow... Oh, not purple, sorry. Bright yellow flowering member of the family Brassicaceae.
Oh, man. Seed rape sounds like a dangerous new, you know, crowdfunding.
Yeah. Well, it
I don't
has,
really think.
It has about 124 calories per one tablespoon. No fiber, no protein. 14 grams total of fat. So that's more than you knew a minute ago.
Yeah. Rape seed is fattening, I guess.
Rape plus flour.
Fat.
Yeah, it's just yellow. It looks beautiful. I don't think it should have that name and be beautiful. That's so scary.
Doesn't seem like, but...
I know. I know.
Too bad. It's got a branding problem. We need to rebrand.
Yeah.
We'll
take it upon ourselves.
Yeah, I agree.
Najee's trying to get out. That's so cute. Oh, I'm watching a cat innovate. Oh, it's darling. She's on my printer table. I have a file cabinet that matches my desk, and it has the printer
on
top of it.
Is she collating?
I don't know. I think she is. She might be. Anyway, she figured out how to reach her paw to the doorknob and push the doorknob so she could get the door open and leave. She's so smart. She's so smart.
Yeah, well, she's gonna, I don't know, have run of the house one day. Start taking your stuff and burying it.
Yeah, all of it. Even her. Just kidding.
Yeah, who knows? Everybody likes digging holes.
Can't take over.
Oh, well, good luck with Kat.
Oh, so it's May, which means we get a special day in May, Mother's Day, because I'm a mother.
Here we go. No, it's
not to be
cool,
confused
you know?
With Moth Day. That's a totally different
What's
day.
What's Mother's Day going to be when the trans people get a hold of it, though, when they want to identify as mothers? And they, like, don't have kids. When someone's just like, I identify as the mother, and you must celebrate me.
Oh, like there's a lady who apparently
wrote... Look at me going all Republican on the issue, inventing enemies.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you.
To be angry at. It's like, I hate the way these Democrats that I've created think. Oh, it makes me mad. There are plenty of reasons to be angry at liberals.
I get so
you don't need
steamed.
To invent them.
No, exactly.
They just will not stop talking about their junk. We get it. You have a vagina.
Oh.
Get over it.
Oh, but do you?
You have a Venus.
A Venus.
You have a giraffe. Okay.
Did you hear there's a lady who wrote like an article?
You have a Trump butt.
Are you done?
It's like Donald Trump's face mixed with a butt.
Well, it already kind of looks like that. Trump.
Trump butt. You were saying.
I will play my Trump butt. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You got
the
me.
The assophone, as George Gontier would. Yeah, he called it the assophone. It's like, yeah, mate, I'm playing my assophone.
That
Practicing
didn't sound,
my assophone.
That's he sounds different.
Did someone
different
step
every,
on a duck?
He sounds different every time you use him in reference.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Working on the George.
Working on the Jorge. That Scar is there. He's our guard bandicoot. We had bandicoots mm-hmm. running around. One of them had scars on his face and body, so we nicknamed him Scars with a Z.
That's scars. Adorable. Like Alexander Skarsgård.
Precisely. I've got pictures of Scars somewhere on my computer,
Do you really?
Which I will probably not find or not remember to find. Maybe I'll find them. Who knows? Maybe I'll tell myself right now to make a note to not
yeah,
be
like
lazy
text yourself,
and find
yeah.
those photos. No, find like, right, one. You know, I'll be listening to this. So I'll just,
hey.
You know,
yeah.
words.
Oh, yeah, you'll have another chance to be better.
Use your words.
Especially for you.
That's what the note on my lapel says. What's on the back of it?
Also help like me find my mommy.
No, on the front of the note is if found, you know, return to, mm-hmm. and then on the back is use your words. So when I hold it up to show people, I am reminded, use your words.
Yeah, it's on like a little lapel zip line, you know, where you can like zoop and they can look at
yeah,
it,
like
but you can see it. Yeah,
well, it's some like yarn, you know, just around my neck, but it's long enough that when I hold it up, it's right in front of
yeah,
my face.
Yeah, but not so long that you could accidentally choke yourself with it. Exactly. Yeah.
No, goodness
You're
no.
still like a child.
Like a child.
Yep, very much.
Yeah.
Very much. Anyway, earlier, a few moments prior, the lady who wrote the article about how she should get maternity leave even though she doesn't have kids.
Oh, yeah.
That seemed fun. It seemed like she wouldn't get anybody upset about that.
Yeah.
And it seems fair, but you can just name. So now we're in a space where we can name things that we want and has, even though we don't can has.
I think that really secretly the government is just making these people up and then recording who sides with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think you learn a lot about people, about testing their extremes, and you have people throwing out these crazy opinions like that, and it's just like, well, that could be an agent provocateur. And I see statistical information.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to bubble and gurgle its way up to the face of the internet via the Facebook. All the face pages. You got, little spots of data coming up, like mm-hmm. how many people mm-hmm. have here and there, and polls coming at you. You got to dodge all these polls coming at your face.
Oh, no, that's not what I wanted. I came to a different place.
No, this is why I transitioned to get away from this.
Not the polls to the face.
Yeah, no, that's not good to have. But I would argue that...
You would.
I do argue.
I know.
Frequently.
I know. When you're not on drugs, boy, does it light up. My favorite was Thanksgiving, when like you couldn't stop rambling and arguing, and anything anyone said, you were like, yeah, I have a counterpoint to that. And we're just like, okay, Jason. And then like later, I was like, what was with you? You're like, huh, I wasn't on drugs. I was like, yeah. Oh, you are different when you are not on drugs.
So just give me has drugs.
Yeah.
I want.
Oh, you're way better. Do. Yeah.
I would like people but to know that. The problem is, what was I just talking about?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, we were talking about maternity leave and like how people want can has and pulls to the face.
Pushing buttons and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And basically, I don't know. I think we're just all being trolled constantly.
We are, because here's the funny thing is, there's a couple people in my life, I guess, or that I'm somewhat privy to their information on FaceSpace and places, and they're so dumb, but it's like they can only because of the people that they can somehow contact that are in the same immature mind space as they are, and the inability to move forward, they can only stay where they are or regress because they can put something so stupid out there and people are like, oh yeah, I know, okay. Oh, and you're just like, crap, like she's just going to stay that way because she has people over here reaffirming what she's saying. It's just like what Aurora and I had a conversation the other day.
I remember what I was talking about.
Hold on, you're going to pause now. Okay, so, but like when you talk about like how everyone's trying to glorify plus size women, that's fine. There's that like Australian girl or whatever who posted a picture of her eating a bag of chips in her underwear and flipping off the camera in the picture. Her body was smoking hot. Like, it was just curvaceous. But when you start trying to glorify, like, really overweight women where it is so wildly unhealthy, but that's what, like, she's such a role model. It's like, that is so unhealthy, and she is pre-diabetic, if not diabetic, and her levels are probably terrifying. And the only reason you want to glorify or support that is because anybody else that's feeling that exact same way, if they see it, then they're like, oh, okay, I can keep eating. I can keep staying unhealthy because someone else who's being glorified can do it, and I can do it. It's like, no, there is a line. That's not healthy. And no.
Well, interestingly.
Really?
Back to what I was saying, where everything's tracked is really the linchpin, the nucleus of what I was getting at.
Yes.
Is that information is being gathered everywhere, and I don't think that's a bad thing, but I think it's worth looking into who is at the bottom of that or the top. Whichever end where the wires are going or the wireless signal. And that very much does like that system of information that is kind of like an undernet of sorts at this current.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and use the shadow web or net to use a stupid
shadow web or net
term. Mm-hmm. Shadow web or net. But that's a lot of information that right now is very secretive. Like it's hidden from most of our view. But just like I think the Bible was once secret, I think that information is starting to come to light. And I think it will show, hopefully, access to that. A lot of what I want to do is create an access point for normal people to vast amounts of information. So you can get an overview of what actually is going on, because it is very frustrating to argue back and forth with extreme minorities of opinion that have the same weight, because usually if you think about it, a minority is so impassioned that they're basically a plateau in a valley of conversation, and then next to a mountain next to a mountain in that same valley, and the mountain has much more volume and mass, but it's got the same level, it's at the same peak,
right?
And there's only the same number of people talking, because the mountain has, it needs more, it's got more people just supporting it or something. Maybe that metaphor works that way, I don't know.
We're not sure if a metaphor
I'm
is
not
a snack
sure
or if it's supposed to mean something more,
but it does seem like that special interest groups and minorities are super vocal, and it's super difficult to have an honest conversation about their issues because it's not in the context of the larger population. It's always one-on-one ratios or similar, where you've got just not enough people saying, "Hey, stop it! You are a special interest. You need to get used to being weird." Just get used to it.
Well, yeah, and not that being weird can't be celebrated. Look at us. But, like, we want to celebrate it. I like weird people.
Being weird is the same thing.
But you can't be so stupid. Like, that cannot,
it's the same problem as being bullied. It's like self-esteem. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, letting things hurt you, letting people get to you.
Exactly, I know.
And to your point, the insular sort of structures that the internet allows, also, like, to the end goal of transparency on the internet and making information available to more people. Right now, information is so pocketed because we're still in a capitalist market that's information is valued. So there are a lot of people, plenty of people who share information openly, but then there are still corporations who make information proprietary or make you buy it from them. And that's the danger, because we still have sort of capitalist interests working with information, and it's sort of, I think, a battle, almost like the Battle of Coral Reef, if we've talked about the way when they time-lapse Coral Reef. It's not really like just a bunch of different bumpy rocks down there. It's actually warring tribes.
Isn't that crazy?
Fungus.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's like the interweb of the sea.
Yeah,
what's
precisely
going on?
I'm sure they're downloading Limp Bizkit's latest shit.
That's what Limp
they release.
Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit. Yeah. Exactly. Exquisite. But so that's another like example to vegans and stuff about like plants, because you know, I don't think you could argue like coral pretty much a lot like a plant. I don't know if it's divine, if it is a plant, but very plant like. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem to do a lot, but they seem pretty pissed at each other. So, I don't remember.
They're so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
It's like bunch of, like, Arabs under
so
the sea
information
down there
on the internet,
angry
like,
about Muslims and all that
so
stuff.
So, there's like a digital elite, which are, like, great white sharks or something weird like that. Or, like, the digital elite are probably actually an oil spill. and then the furious fight cloud over what's left of information that's not heavily suppressed and heavily sought after, highly sought after, is all the coral reef of the internet fighting over who gets to know and own and sell what, and what is right to sell, and what selling is anymore, when some countries are talking about subsidizing their citizens, because we're realizing that as we automate jobs, like, ironically, we're automating more and more jobs, and we're making more and more people, so the idea of subsidized existence is going to have to become at least a topic of discussion. And then in talking about that, you delve into, when you subsidize a human, do you have any rights to that human or any dominion over that human? Like, do you get to draw blood from them, or are they automatically an organ donor? Like, what is that all about? Like, because you can't just exist and like, I don't know. I don't think it's even healthy. Just, I think at least
it's,
if you're
not
going
healthy
to exist,
to subsidize
just to exist.
People. I thought
no. Well, oh. if you're going to be subsidized, you might as well, you know, be at peace with the fact that you're kind of a little, you're an extra fruit that maybe we might need stuff from, you know, sometimes.
We have a lot of extra fruits around anyway.
We will, yeah, in more ways than one.
Oh, so many ways.
On so many branches of the tree of life. But all this is really what you get. Like, look back, it's rather intuitive, or it could be, if you look at the way social movements have been allowed to grow and shape our culture over here in this land of the free and home of the craven.
Is that one of the Harry Potter clubs? Is that what the Craven is?
Home of the Cravens.
I don't know. I think that might be the one of the clubs that didn't get in. You know, they had
Smithereens and Craven.
Yeah. Probably because people just didn't understand them.
What? Anyway, I think I've prattled on enough about all that.
Oh, I was certainly gonna.
It's going to start going in circles now.
We're like 24
loops,
minutes in.
Hyperloops.
I don't know how much of that was you. But.
I wonder if if Elon Musk hyperpaces. Like, he just hovers above the ground. Like, he's not even wearing special shoes. He just paces. Like, it's like you're hovering. You don't even have to walk. It's like, yes, I do.
Every time I hear Elon Musk, I think of ivory tusks.
Well, you're the only person.
I think I am.
That's weird.
It's so alone. I know, but that's immediately my brain's like, ivory tusks. Okay. I see it. Yeah.
I did it.
Weird thought patterns.
Yeah, and then you just look at it like, well, now what, brain? What do you want me to do with this?
I know.
It's like, yeah, that's the interaction oftentimes have with the old brain. It's like, okay, what? Okay, you have my attention. What?
What? Nothing. I know, it's like,
and your
like
brain's
my kids,
just like,
yeah, like when my kids are like, mom, you're just like, what? You finally turn around and just like,
and it's all intimidated and it's just like, doesn't say anything and then just runs away, skitters away.
Oh my goodness, how do you know?
Well, I don't know. It's just it's a human thing, I think.
I think.
My thought just skittered away.
Oh, skittered away.
Speaking of which, I had a thought about specifically Hillary and Trump just being such a sort of appearing to be the main contenders on either side of.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about when this presidential race is over?
Nothing.
What, are we done?
We're just done. Retire all the words.
We don't have anything.
Retire the dictionary to the rafters. Yeah. Of life, and we'll all just grunt at each other from now on because of the words we used them in all the ways in 2016.
We did. All of them, yeah, we did.
And
we certainly collected
100
and
years from now, let it be written that 2016 Trump. And
I think
so
that
it was
nice.
But
so it was written.
But I actually have an idea for a game that I need to an illustrative mostly game that I could make out of this. But
are you spelling that
Hillary,
G-A-Y-M-E or just G-A-M-E?
G-A-E-A-R-O-S-Y-M-E.
M-E. Okay, I forgot a couple.
There's some silent, consonants and vowels and things in there, and throat clears. That was no coincidence.
No.
So Hillary. No, I was gonna try to do he was in the movie with Bruce Willis. Hold on. No, I can't.
Hold on.
Christopher Walken. I was gonna try to do a Christopher Walken. And the movie
Oh no. You know not to go
Ving
for the
Rhames,
movie when it
Bruce
it
Willis,
took you way too long
Pulp
to get
Fiction.
That name.
Okay, God. All right, I've tracked
Whoa.
Down all the... It's like my mind shot out like a bunch of tracers or something, to distract from the missile of thought.
Yeah.
Hold on, so I gotta go get these. Good thing I shot off four missiles because those other three got by the tracers or whatever the things are actually called. They're not called that.
Hold on. I have to just pause really quick. Uh-huh. I need to make sure to highlight what you just said and what just happened. If that doesn't describe your thought process and pattern of like, hold on, I gotta go get these. Like that literally in the show destroys
It's like
how
if
you
a,
think.
It's like if a hunting dog went to go, or like a dog, or no, like a predator.
Okay.
A cat. If like a cat.
Okay.
Went to go catch a squirrel.
Yeah.
If something that ate squirrels went to go catch a squirrel.
Yeah.
And then when they caught the squirrel, the squirrel exploded into four smaller squirrels.
Yes.
I would be the thing.
That would be your spirit animal. Yeah.
I would be whatever that thing is that would go after all the other little squirrels and say, there's still meat on the one squirrel. But I'd be like, well, what's this?
Oh my God. That's so you. Yeah. But the cutest thing is, I literally pictured, like, when you said that, I pictured you turning around and running away. Like, come back. Jeez. Because you literally, you'll go catch them all until you come back. Yeah, oh, there you go.
And then at some point, like, I get lost in a gigantic forest where Lee, it's like Honey I Shrunk the Kids style, and there's a bunch of leaves and foliage and stuff.
Mud.
And then I come across a mantis praying to himself, and I don't know
what
he believes in, but
he's
what
so
God
religious.
He prays to, but I know that he is my friend, and I hold my sign up, and I'm reminded once again to use my words, and I say, hello, sir.
I'm sorry to interrupt your prayer session.
I make TT. I need Bubby.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
You make me laugh!
Yeah,
good night!
Hopefully,
hopefully
that's some indicator
of
other people's laughter.
Okay.
About that laughter. Hillary Clinton and Trump. Hillary. What
you were
she
trying
does,
to do it as
what
Christopher
she does,
Walken. Mm-hmm.
What she does in my terrible, unpracticed Christopher Walken.
Oh,
what Hillary
totally.
Clinton does is she takes dicks endlessly to the face. Corporate dicks endlessly. A chain of dicks to the face. Like a sausage chain of dicks.
Okay. Yep.
You see. In her ass. I just had to say that. Not in her ass, but I just had to do a Christopher Walken impression. In his ass. You have to say that.
I thought you said in her ass.
It's like if you want to program your phone to talk like Christopher Walken, that's one of like, you know, the phrases that
the
you
settings.
Say.
You have
in
to say,
ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In her ass.
But Trump, he's
but
like
Trump.
A machine gun of dicks. You see, and I'm losing it. Now it sounds like a radio announcer. Trump just shoots dicks endlessly from his, like a machine gun of dicks from his face. So it's like you can vote for the dick vacuum or the dick cannon.
Someone's name, Nick Cannon.
This is Dick Cannon reporting live from the election. Hillary Clinton is fiercely taking dicks to the face, an endless chain of dicks. People are throwing dicks onto the stage and she's running to catch them with her face. It's something to behold. It's a sight to behold. Oh, I've never seen this. Not since Donald Trump shot that the Zeppelin down.
Out of his Dick Cannon.
Dick Cannon.
Violently Dick Cannon reporting.
Shooting dicks. This is Dick Cannon reporting on Dick Cannon.
Oh my God, it sounds just like Nick Cannon. I never thought one letter could change his whole operation.
Yeah, and then his brother, Dick Sifter.
What?
Yeah, he's not in the entertainment industry. He works in agriculture and, you know, operates combines.
Obviously.
It's
a natural thing for an unfamous brother to do.
Well, I feel like I don't have to, you know, it's just, it's cliche, so moving along.
My.
Hillary Clinton
right.
takes dicks endlessly and, well, not endlessly, but endlessly. Unending. And Trump,
unendinglessly.
Trump fires them
facelessly. Oh, man.
And that is the way I see things happening. And there's a video game in that, so I'm going to make that.
You're going to give me the giggle poops, you know, where it's like you're giggling. You're like, oh, maybe I
the
do
giggle
have to
shits.
Move to the restroom. Yeah. Oh, my.
Giggle
you're
berries.
Laughing so much. Yeah,
yeah, we'll have giggle berries if you don't wipe after a giggle shit. You don't properly wipe.
It's so true, though. You have to wipe. You know, the worst thing is when
we're
you
all
get
out of
used...
giggle paper.
Giggle paper. You have to... Oh,
well, how many
cuter.
Giggle plies is this giggle paper?
My God. That's funnier. Well, once you get used to flushable wet wipes at home, it's very hard to go to the bathroom that's longer when you sit there because it's poop. Without flushable wet wipes, I just don't feel like I'm done. And the whole day I'm just like, so I need to start traveling with travel potty wipes.
Or they,
it's just more comfortable.
Yeah.
Why can't that be more readily available? Just like, you know, just a couple in the pack. But I just want to feel really refreshed and clean. I like that. I get used to that. But then when you have to go in a public restroom and they don't have that, and now there's just a bunch of transgender people around me.
You know what?
Oh, I'm so stressed out.
I just had a brainstorm, but since I don't feel like writing it down, I'll just write it down here in audio. Dictated, but not worried about.
Sorry.
Is that you could actually have, like, maybe in, like, bathrooms and public places, you could have little vestibules. or pods.
Because that word is underused, exactly.
I believe so, yes. That actually, and I don't, I probably used it wrong, but, you know, either way, you can walk up to and they have special services, like butt wipes.
Oh.
And things
you
like that.
What?
Butt wipes and and dark chocolates and marijuana. Some syringes of heroin. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe
my
not those
goodness.
Things. Maybe not all drug, but internet access.
Just a few.
But it's a thing that maybe in bathrooms or places like, or maybe it's like it's just a pod. They're like safes of sorts of things. And like in a bathroom, it would have butt wipes in it and stuff, but you just wave your phone over it and it opens and it's like super secure. So it's harder to, you can't steal that thing. And then you get like extra stuff because you pay a subscription to have access to these pods in places.
People totally would. That is a money-making thing because I would go to like the amped up vestibule to have my time because I like maybe I want something to read while I'm in there. Like maybe I want some wet wipes or like you said, a needle of coke. I don't know. But I want the option and I'll pay for it. Like if it was
a cylinder of methane?
Like if it was like 50 cents or like a quarter for one wipe, I would do that. But imagine how much that like that's a lot. Like you can get like one wipe pack has like some of them have like 400 wipes. That's like at least $4.
So I mean, you could have at least, but you could have you could expect places to stock butt wipes, wet butt wipes for your
wet
butt.
Wipes. No, your butt dries before you put your underwear on.
It doesn't just stay wet. Okay.
No, that's gross.
Gross. I know. I agree. I think that's gross.
Wow.
So instead of just having that just for everybody, because you know there's going to be some jackalberries, and maybe that's the answer, is to segregate society based off of assholes. And then we have karma scores on our phones, like I thought. On our Google Glass.
I thought that was a great idea. Yeah.
If you're not at, I guess so they're just douche boxes instead of douchebags.
Oh my gosh, dude.
You just have douche boxes all over.
Look,
so they're douche proof.
We can create it and name it. Why isn't this happening yet?
Douche proof douche boxes all over the cities.
Yeah.
And then we'll bring back gargoyles in the form of douche goyles because they're little virtual gargoyles that you can only see if you're wearing Google Glass and you have a karma score that lets you see the douche goyles.
And just like you can say emotion oils, you can say douche goyles.
Douche goyles could actually be little gargoyles. Like instead of the angel devil that sat on our shoulders before, we'll get rid of them because fuck it. You know, morality is all over the place.
It's been a while.
It's crowded. So you got a backpack full of deities just whispering in your ear, taking turns. So you just have douche goyles.
And yeah, douche goyles.
When someone doesn't have access to a douche box, you'll see via your douche glasses some douche goyles on their douche shoulders. And douche I think shoulders. That I don't know why Google Glass wasn't called Googles. You could go buy some Googles.
Oh my goodness! Who missed that?
Yeah, I don't know why you're not just wearing Googles. Because then Google Glass, that's a hard one for me. I have trouble with G sounds. Google Glass.
Yeah, obviously.
Google Glass. I'm one of those people, I have to, every single time every time the word digital comes up, I have to get ready for it and then do it right. Yeah. And not, because if I just try to say it without thinking about it, I'll screw it up. It'll be like, digital.
Digital.
It was a mess.
Dragon. Yeah, it sounds like you're chewing on marbles.
Delicious digital marbles.
Googles. Wow. Wow. Yeah,
wearing my Googles, looking at these gar-Googles.
You need to get a pair and then start the hashtag and just be like, yeah, missed it. Where's my paycheck? Just demand it, because then they will feel bad enough that someone in marketing didn't think of that.
Yeah, I'm a marketing guru. Google.
Just to clear.
Marketing kangaroo.
That's the best kind. Just in case we would like some clarification on
just
vestibule.
In case.
It's a noun. It's an antechamber, a hall, or a lobby next to the outer door of a building. Some cinnamon toast would be entrance hall, hall, hallway, entrance, porch, portico, foyer, lobby, anteroom, narthex, antechamber, or waiting room.
Narthex.
So, I know. That was an intense one. Okay, like, so brochures are available in the vestibule. I'm going to click on narthex.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's like, now I'm chasing multiple squirrels. Okay.
Yep, they came out of that meta squirrel.
That meta squirrel. I guess its origin is Greek, late 17th century, an antechamber or large porch in a modern church.
Fascinating. Well, so I used vestibule wrong, but you know.
But you get the idea.
You get the idea.
All the potties will be at the entrance to stores.
Yes.
Oh, this one has a little more. It says, a narthex is a distinct area at the western entrance of some early Christian churches, separated off by a railing and used by catechumens, penitents, etc.
You know, in addition to the douche boxes, we got douche barriers. So there's just like, you know, passages that you can't go through if you're a douche. So douche barriers, parts of cities that are just douche off barriers. Limits because you're a douchebag. It's nothing personal. It's just your personality is douchey.
That's not your fault. Douche. I mean, it kind of is.
It kind of is, kind of isn't. I mean, you didn't do much to stop it. So, like, sorry, douche. And that'll be the way that you greet douchebags. Is that when they say, hey, man, it's like, sorry, douche. And then you just walk away. They're the new homeless. We really should. We should just, I wish we could segregate people because, you know, maybe homeless people are douchebags.
Wait a second.
But we could segregate people along who's a douche and who's not. That's where this started from was, you know,
that's
segregate
true.
People logically. Stupid douchebags, no. You get to live on the ground and then there's what, Elysium
again,
or something where we're,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but like who gets to regulate that? That's the problem.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
Problem solved. No more questions.
All the problems solved.
Good. I fixed it. All right, now let's get to work on floating a city. I know that's step one. I know that's step one.
Aren't they doing that? Aren't they like doing that in like Dubai or something?
Yeah, well, they're building islands. They're island building, island making.
That's so cool.
They're like, these islands are okay.
I like how they have Lamborghinis like Tic Tacs out there. Like, it's got another one. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
that's
impressive.
It was explained very
succinctly by Mr. Adam Carolla recently. I heard that these places like Dubai and the Middle East, places that are kind of islands of resources, in Dubai's case, I guess literally. I don't know, what does Dubai have? They have a bunch of oil or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Or I don't know if that's just where rich people congregate. In any event,
you can.
The idea that, and once again, this is not my idea, but that these places with natural resources are like the hot chicks of international affairs. Like, they were just sort of gifted assets, like in a very parallel way.
Oh, I
way.
See. So,
They just have assets. They have things that people want. And so we'll keep coming back and trying to be nice to them.
Oh, yeah.
To get rather than grape their assets away from them.
Oh.
We'll try to be cordial.
We'll go.
And so it's interesting that the places that have natural resources that are coveted are not very developed socially and politically in many ways. They're very not that they don't have, like, they have Lamborghinis and technology, but their use and
it's so flippant. It's like, oh, it's just like another one.
It's very new wealth, very like just
new money,
ungrateful new money. It's unsightly.
How boorish.
How boorish. But in a very way, it's like, it's unrefined, though. It is. It's
how dare you with all of your money? It's not even attractive.
Yeah. How many horses have you bought and loaded into horse launchers for firing at? None. Ew.
Well,
how boorish.
Oh, my.
Paul.
I mean, I can't. I absolutely can't.
I can't anymore. No, I will push. Load up another horse.
Just one more.
I mustn't. I can't.
I'm so full.
I have orphans to eat in front of. Okay, one more.
Oh, my God. I have barely have any energy.
Okay. I must away. I have Fabergé eggs to throw at inbred lions in the face.
Gosh.
I have orcas to breed in captivity and show
possible,
off in aquariums to children's delight.
Ah, so much energy.
Okay, one more horse.
All
load
right.
up a mass. How delightful. Life doesn't get any better. I'm going to commit suicide.
Oh, I'm done.
Delicious.